Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
We are live. I've had a crisp break to bring you this intro, and that is how much I respect you guys, okay? I don't like the word fans, but call you what you are. Fans of my next bloody guest is what you are. Self-esteem. I've only gone and bloody got self-esteem on. Rebecca Lucy Taylor. What a bloody hoot we had. You cannot not connect to her. Unless you've been dead, you'll know who self-esteem is. She's exploding at the moment. She's sending out all her tours. Her new album, Prioritize Pleasure, all of my friends who've listened to it, it's like a movement to listen to Prioritize Pleasure. My friend said it's a religious experience and she has to listen to one song at a time very carefully because it does something to her. I mean, it's such a good album. Also, she's got an EP called Cuddles Please. I mean, the point is, two lovely girls having a lovely chat. Come on in. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We didn't know each other a little bit. I was supposed to go to see your show in Edinburgh 2019, I think it was, with a friend who, her friend had tickets and she was like, let's go see Self-Esteem. And I was like, yeah, great. And then she got together with a girl and invited her instead.
Oh, that's such a self-esteem fun thing to do though, I'm sorry.
I know. She just had a massive change in her. I thought, you know, I can't argue with that, fair enough.
No. Well, guest list whenever you want to.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because you're sold out all the time, so it's gonna have to be.
Yeah. I mean, I love this for me, but it is also inconvenient.
How was your gig with Idols?
That was funny. It was good, because they are obviously rocking and we are pop music, so I already was a bit like, this is going to be interesting, but they're very sort of woke and they, their whole thing is kindness and stuff for, you know, masculinity and talking about how you don't have to be an arsehole. So I was like, this is a perfect test for their audience who want like guitars and rowdiness and us being like shoop shoopy poopy doop in front of them in pink. It was great. They were very respectful of something that I don't think they enjoyed.
No, they must have enjoyed it. My boyfriend was there on one of the nights and he loved you. And he, he's only been, like, exposed to you? Is that my friend? I play you all the time in the car. And then he was really excited because he was like, you'll never guess who was supporting Self-Esteem. And then, he said you were brilliant.
It was good. I love to do my whole career before being a sellout, successful bitch, was going on first. And I've got really good at it. And I made Self-Esteem like it is because I assumed my career would never change. So we're amazing at supporting.
But women are just very supportive to men's dreams anyway, so it sort of works.
Yeah, I've just been predisposed to this forever. So it can go on first for anyone and manage it.
Yeah, fluff them up. But I watched a video of you doing Glastonbury, I think before you were massive, maybe, in the club car dress.
Yeah.
And you do not look nervous in this light. You look like you're having the time of your life, which I think then is infectious, and then everyone else relaxes because they're like, fuck, and they get into the vibe kind of thing.
Yeah, I truly am having the best time ever. Because I was in a band for so long that I wasn't having a good time. But now whenever I do this, it's like I laugh my head off. And it's not stopped yet. It's like 4 years now playing in Self-Esteem as a solo artist. Like, I still like, this is so funny.
Do you never ever get nervous or anything?
So I've never been nervous apart from...
What?
No, I know. I get nervous like if we were mates.
Yeah, if I liked you, yeah.
If we were getting, but like if, when I like people and yeah. then it's like, oh, should we go for a drink? I get nervous doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't get nervous walking on stage. Wow. I feel absolutely fine doing it. But I can't, I'm socially awkward as fuck and it's horrible.
Really?
Unless I've got loads of booze in me.
So you yeah. need to come on singing, basically. So if we went to the pub, you just need to come yeah. in.
As long as it's karaoke, yeah, yeah. we'll be yeah. fine. But no, Green Man this year, last year, it was the first time I've been nervous. I keep doing this motion, which
DJ
is not
motion.
Good.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. yeah. But my microphone was literally like, I was like,
why?
I could not. Because it was a Ramo tent full of people. I've never seen that before. I'm very used to seeing half full tent.
Really?
So that's the only time I did walk out and thought, oh my God, and shit my pants. But it's all right now. I'll get used to
at
it.
Green Man, that's so funny because it's such a little, like it feels like you've done so many massive gigs, like full of people. Green Man's a festival I perform at. Like I know the booker really well. So I'm like, you can't be nervous at Green Man. You've done like Glastonbury and I don't know.
It was just the sheer volume. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was cool. Like it was the first gig I've done since the song that like did well came yeah. out. And it was like just a shock. How many people?
Yeah.
And everyone like brings it up and is like, Green Man was amazing. And I'm like, I hated every second wow. of it because I couldn't start shaking. But that's fine. I hope that's like, I become very blasé about full tents. That's the dream. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and, hello?
Every time I tell Alexa to play Self Esteem, she plays the Offspring song.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
annoying. So maybe that's
probably why my streaming is
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Offspring are doing very well out of you.
Yeah.
But what I love is when you do, like, watching your, like, music videos and stuff, I think the reason why everyone connects to you is because it's very real. Like, it's, like, obviously you look really fit and everything as well. But what I mean is, it's so real. You're not, like, trying to be a version that everyone else has done. But, you know, the video you did, oh, Alistair, yeah. Al Green is in one of your videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's looking at thinking, this is me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
and then there was a yeah. quote underneath one of your videos on YouTube. It said, I wrote it down, I'm in detox rehab right now and this song is from a higher power. It keeps me going. To everyone else who's hurting, hold on. Isn't that amazing? What do you feel like when you see things like that?
It is amazing. And then I truly am only ever doing it to sort of give myself summit. Like,
yeah.
So it comes from a very selfish place, which is like, I find life so hard. I'm so emotional. Everything is so intense for me. And it's been horrible trying to be alive like
yeah.
that. And now it isn't. And then those messages make me go, it makes me just feel less alone. And a sort of like pat on the back to like me in my 20s, like, don't worry, these people out there that get it too. And then also like, you know, the God complex that is, you know, happening. So that's fed.
But do you think when you write lyrics or anything, do you feel like do you think it comes from somewhere else? Like even Noel Gallagher and stuff have talked about when they write a song they know is really good or a tune or the lyrics, it feels like it's from outside almost.
Yeah, I get like extremely excited when I've hit on something that I know will help someone else, I think. But it's always like, I start a song and it's like, I need to say something and sometimes you can't and that's like the worst feeling in the world. But when you do it, there's nothing like the best rush in the world is that like, oh, and that rhymes with that. Yes, that's what I meant. Like, and I'm like, actually, I'm like this. I'm on my phone. I'm not writing it out with a fucking quill. But
my feelings, but they rhyme.
Yeah, you're like, yes, 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 yes. Brilliant. There's still life of the old dog yet.
Thing is, you're obviously going to be. I mean, obviously you're big, but you're going to be massive. Do you think you might ever turn into a massive Bellend?
I really hope so. I really am waiting. Yeah. Well, I'm so scared all the time of everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
But I also do, I don't know if you do this. It's a women thing, but I am very much like, sorry, excuse me, what do you want me to be? I'll do it, whatever.
Like, yeah, like
I still enter every
like
day
like
that.
Like the song that you wrote.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't help
yeah.
it. And it's hell. But it also doesn't mean I'm like a nice person with it. I'm
yeah.
like angry about it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, I think I'll become an arsehole, rightfully so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It will only ever be like an okay amount of arsehole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also there's a way, like my biggest thing, and like, I really want to, and it does get easier, is it? Because I'm older than you, and I think that all that stuff gets easier, where you sort of like see where your boundaries are and think, oh, how do I get this across? I don't know. Like my friend, he went to private school, so of course he's very good at communicating. He's probably on the debating team, but he was so good at getting what he wanted, but not be. I mean, it's easier because he's got a dick and everything, but not being at all. Like just thinking that, like, if they take it in a certain way, that's their problem, and just leaving them with the information and then not entering any emotions about it. And that's my biggest goal, I think, to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Baby. Oh. Love that. Oh, that's what I want to links to.
Sex is good, but have you tried communicating?
Exactly. Honestly, that's where I'm getting to now. It's my therapist's like, goal too is like, for fuck's sake, do what you want and don't think, worry about it.
Weirdly, you're helping other people with your lyrics, you're helping other people do that, and now you've just got to like turn it around for you. It's a whole thing.
I've been doing press about prioritized pleasure, and obviously now for like a year, and they're like, so what is prioritizing pleasure? And you know, everyone wants me to say fucking dildos, and it's not. It's
imagine
for me,
if you sit really there, like, what is prioritized pleasure? And you just whip your trousers down and start fondling yourself.
Yeah, this is what you want, isn't it? This is what you hoped I meant. But no, my little fucking soundbite is going home when you want to, or not going to the christening or whatever. And for me, that's what it is. And then I sat in therapy literally yesterday, going, you know, stressed out because I'd gone to something I didn't want to, and was nervous and drank more than I wanted to, and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, listen to my own record, fucking idiot. I'm an idiot, and it's going to be going round and round forever, but that means loads of albums. So that's
that's good, and more you can write more songs about it. But I do think once it's changed in you, then other people take it. Like, I stopped drinking about 5 years ago, and I'd stopped drinking loads of times because I was an absolute legend. And like, so I'd stop drinking and I'd be different. I'll stop drinking. And they were like, okay, I'll get you a drink. And it would really wind me up, because I was thinking, you're the people that love me, and you must see that I've got a problem, and you're not letting me not drink. But then when I had definitely in myself, like definitely been like, I'm not drinking again and no one can tempt me, they didn't offer it. It was so weird. They just stopped saying, I'll top you up, or I'll get you a drink, or whatever. Because I was just like, I only had to say no once, but in a really like, no. Like, and it's almost like, it's all within us, but it's still fucking hard.
I mean, it's a shit laugh either way. I think just being alive is really hard, and we've been taught that we shouldn't be, and we should be fine all the time and find it. It's a laugh. It's a journey, and it's hard.
It's a bit of a bloody laugh.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Ready for the quick fire round?
Love it.
It's as simple as that, really, Rebecca. You've probably had more galling sort of interviews, really. You know, it's things like question one, voice notes or texts?
Oh, texts.
You don't like voice notes?
I don't. Hang on. Do I? I hate them both. I can't.
What?
I always feel lonely, but then very stressed out if anyone ever gets in touch with me.
Fucking hell.
No, voice notes are useful, aren't they? Sorry, this is not quick. What's your
answer? I like
answer?
Voice notes, and I am aware that other people hate them. But I'm a busy woman on the go.
Of course.
Of course. Sometimes I'm in the Honda Jazz. Sometimes I'm cycling. Do you think I've got time to stop and text? No. It's a voice note for me. Also, it conveys emotion. It conveys, you know, information quicker.
Yes. No, you're right. Again, it's my social anxiety that I'm like, but the voice note over phone call, text message over, no, I don't know, move on. I hate them all. Okay. I've got an issue.
Right, I'm moving on.
If anyone's out there listening that can like hypnotise me to help me with this shit.
Okay, that was a very triggering question. No one saw that.
No, look at me like,
no one saw that coming.
This is boom.
Wait, question two. Oi, oi, do you need pain to create? Oi, oi.
Oh, I hope not. I really hope not.
Well, I don't think you do. I think it's a fallacy because the happier I've been, the better comedy I do. So, I mean, I know I'm not. Oh, that's I'm not interviewing myself.
No, I'd like to know the answer.
But I'm just trying to cheer everyone up by saying I don't think you do. I think it's a fallacy, and I think it's an excuse to not move on. Okay. Yeah. Put some sounding.
Throw my laptop.
Yeah. Put some fucking sound of the explosion under that, if you don't mind, Naomi.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I always think this. Like, I think I'm definitely happier now than I've ever been, and hopefully with all the tools and the work, I'll get there. And then I can start making music like men do, which is like, I'm going to do it from the point of view of a French fucking pirate. Yeah, and you're going to get a whole concept album about, like, you know, scurvy that I got. Like, that's what they get to do with fucking ukuleles and make a lot more money than I ever will, you know? So for now, I'll just get all this out and then I can start being, you know.
You're going to make, I think you're going to be fine, you know.
Thank you. I really need to hear that today.
Best free thing you've been offered?
Great question.
Thank you.
But also because my brain is fucked, all I can think about are these shoes I just got given.
Lovely.
I keep getting shoes, but
That's nice.
Yeah, but I also barely, I've got big feet that reject being in anything other than like hot trainers.
Freedom fighters, yeah.
Yeah, they really are. So I've got all these really girly fucking heels that just look nice. And
can I say one thing? Sell them.
I know. What size are you?
Size 8, but I only wear trainers as well.
Oh,
I'm
right,
thinking
okay,
of
great.
Decluttering because, I've got all these high heels I never wear. And also they make you, if you've got like big calf muscles, and I do, the high heels just make you look a bit.
Yeah, agreed. I look like a dressed up piggy. Anyway, that wasn't the question.
How's that self-esteem going?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Okay, how do you feel about touching and hugging?
I love it. I love
do
it.
Do you?
I love it. Yeah.
Are you seeing anyone at the moment? Rude question. Don't have to put it in.
Yeah, no, I am. I've got, I'm in a relationship. It's fucking gross. Hate it for me.
What are you going to write songs about?
Oh, just I'm still in love with like 4 or 5 other people.
Oh,
they know
right,
that. Yeah, it's fine. I finally figured out that like I'll never do it normally. I sort of smell what polyamorous people are stepping in and think, oh, I'm. But also I was born in 86, so I'm also like, but no. I'm figuring it out. But I'm dating someone who's been through the mill as well. Sort of like, it's like a survivor's sort of meet every time we spend time together.
Oh, wow.
Where everything is very accepting and nice. But yeah, they're a cuddler. And,
nice. Yeah. Do you think you ever would go towards polyamory? Or
I feel like I've got to have some version of that.
Yeah.
I don't think I can ever do it like... normies do, but I also don't think I'm as like, you know, I'm not going to be posting on Instagram some sort of boundaried rules that I have about my polyamorous life. I feel like there's like some nuance or middle ground. But also having said that, I used to be obsessed with getting off with people. Like it was all I did. Mm. And then I actually, I'm less obsessed. Mm. The more sort of, the older I've gotten, the more mentally well I've got. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that is interesting, actually.
By the time I'm in my 80s, I'll be like, and now I'm ready for a boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe that's beautiful.
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? But I'm getting better at it all. Mm. And also just letting, not feeling so sorry for me in my 20s, who could not figure that shit out, you know?
Yeah, it's tricky, man. It's so tricky. But yeah, I think it does all calm down.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Send a little picky of who you're seeing there just for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's very attractive. That helps.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics. Okay, touch quiz. What am I thinking about touching? You've got 5 questions. I'm thinking about touching something. You've got to guess what.
Okay. Is it like yes or no questions?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Oh, but no.
That's a twist.
Is it a vegetable?
No, but it's somewhere where you could get vegetables. You can get, it's like a place where vegetables are a possibility.
Is it a trolley?
No, but good guess.
Oh.
But it's not anything like a trolley. I mean, that's a good guess, but I like that you think...
Hang on, vegetables, not a trolley. What's wrong with me?
It's somewhere where you could get vegetables, they'd probably be cooked. I'll give you that as a clue.
Okay. Am I terrible at this?
No, it's fucking hard. No one gets this. It's a stupid game. What am I thinking about touching? You've got 5 questions. It could be anything in the world.
Is it green?
Ooh, let me just Google it.
This is so bad. I'm so bad at this.
I'm calling this a podcast. Can you believe it?
I love it for you. I love it for you.
Well,
it's really helping because they ask me, oh, you should do a podcast. And I go, I've got no ideas. And now, let me tell you.
You can just fling shit at the wall, honestly.
This is the best one I've ever been on, by the way. I love it.
I'll give you a clue. I'm looking at a sign here. So I'm looking at a sign. You can get cooked vegetables in it. It's Bella Pasta.
Wow.
I'm touching Bella, but yeah, yeah, it's a wow moment. It's a wow moment.
Of course you are.
Oh, look at me.
Of course.
Look at me. I'm touching Bella Pasta.
I'm such a stupid fucking woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Write a song about that.
Oh, thank you. It's going in my notes app. Gonna screenshot that for the followers. Bella fucking Pasta, of course.
Yeah, Bella Pasta. It's very me. It's very down to earth.
Just like us. She's just like us, guys.
Yeah, she's just like us.
That means it's okay to laugh.
Are you a romantic person? That's my next question on the list.
I am, but then I'm also like, oh, shut up, stop it. I'm a Libra, and I don't know if you fuck with that sort of thing. But
yeah, I do. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look, I've got about 10 crystals around me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, lovely.
And this is the guy I'm dating, Sal.
So oh, not even really?
And I stay here and I bring them everywhere. Yeah.
Do you cuddle to sleep or do you have to have your own space? Something I've been thinking about before my boyfriend moves in.
Yeah, bit of both. Some pre-cuddlage and then a respectful leave me to it.
Yeah, a respectful separation.
Yeah. I had my ex would grab me all the time. I called her Gabriella. I had to say Gabriella is here. And I couldn't handle that. So yeah, I love a cuddle, but then I do need a ceasefire.
But look, that's just women. They're a bit clingy.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, very. It's a lot easier to date a man and be like less bothered about how he feels.
Yeah. Exactly. That's You've bad. Had it too good for too long in. And I'll be over the other side.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's exactly how I do
Have
it.
You ever had a best, worst or weird cuddle?
Oh, so many. Ah, God, it's very hard to like tell you without a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Somebody once who I was very uncomfortable around got some news that globally was a global piece of news that they took very personally and sobbed in my arms as if... this is bad podcasting.
No.
But yeah, I'll tell you off record.
Yeah.
But I was like, fuck you for using a global incident for getting a hug out of me.
You know when you know. You know, you're not that upset about Princess Diana's death.
Bury that. Someone co-opted some global news to feel my tits pressed against them, and I hated them for it. But also, it made me think of this time. There was this drummer in this band that my friend was trying to get off with, and it kept trying, and then they finally did get off with each other, but it was weird. And he cuddled her and went, boobs.
Oh my God.
So I always think, boobs. Yeah, all
say
that.
Say what you feel.
Bury that. But like, they're sort of like trying to get him and finally getting him, and all he got out of it was boobs.
I really want to see who of the same. I'm sure we've got off with the same people, and I really want to. But we do that off podcast.
That's a different podcast. Yeah, that's a different
podcast. Oh, that's maybe your.
That's
podcast.
What I could pitch. A long old fucking podcast. Me and both my managers have been in like indie music for a long time, and between us, we're like, oh my God, there's not one person left unshagged.
Oh, wow.
Everyone we ever meet, we're like, oh, yep.
That's lovely. Yeah, that's keeping the spirit alive. What do you get into it for, if not for boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Boobs and bits. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Okay, Alan de Botton wants to ask a question. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever bully anyone when you were growing up, and were you bullied? I mean, everyone.
Oh, amazing. I never bullied anyone, I don't think. And I don't think I was really bullied. I really fared well because friends was such a big thing, and I had such a Phoebe energy that the people just blocked my, like, they siphoned all the wrong words. Like, I was just assumed to be like weird in the way that Phoebe is, and that's fine. I got away with it in that way. But I remember my issue with my big, gorgeous tits. I don't know if I've talked about
them yet. I've seen them on the video, they're
so
lovely.
Big and nice. And but I spent my whole life up until about now just really hating them, being very frightened by them. And they've been the issue because I wouldn't call it bullying, but it was the bane of my life because I had those fucking tits at like 11. Right, and it's just been horrendous.
That's a bit
so
much.
I did have my only memory of sort of coming home from school in tears because of the people at school saying things to me. It was just like, because I was really scared of the attention that my big gorgeous boobs got me. Yeah. And now I'm trying to cash in on it. So, in an arty way.
I'd love to have big old whoppers. I really would.
It comes and goes. I've just done the Sunday Times thing, and it's tit central, and I'm like, wow, this is really the immersive therapy moment. You know, like really facing the fears, because it's just like, which one's my head? Honestly, it's wild. They're not very fashionable anymore, but maybe I can change that. No, in my lifetime, they've never been very fashionable, but.
I don't think tits go out of fashion, and I'll say that. Quote me.
Yeah,
on that.
Thank you. Yeah, and now I'm like, okay, you're lovely.
I don't think tits go out of fashion. I really don't. It's like inbuilt into us to appreciate lovely big tits. It does something to you.
It's been the best part. I literally, I'm so busy. We've had to say no more podcasts. And I was like, come on. I just really want to do. I said I really want to do the Luce Sanders one, and
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And guess what? The good news is there's only two more questions. Then you can go and write a bloody song or whatever it is you pop stars do.
What am I doing?
Okay, what was your family like? I must know. Because there's a drive to succeed with you that I see in comics that you're like, where does this come from?
I really don't know. My mum and dad are so lovely, quiet, quite shy, very unassuming, just nice people. There's no, my dad was in a band when he met my mum, and I sometimes wondered, was my dad like, and he's an amazing like prog keyboard player, like would have made it in some prog band, you know. I wonder if it's there. My granddad was a bit of he was like the panto dame every year in the village, and like he had some sauce, you know. Yeah. So I sometimes wonder, is it that? But my family, like everyone is really, really lovely, and nobody does anything like performance based apart from me, and it is a bit weird.
There's a really good podcast called You Made It Weird, and there's an episode with Chris Martin, which you should listen to.
Oh, really?
And I thought about you because they use like kind of gospel. You didn't have a religious upbringing, did you?
Yeah, a bit. There was a lot of like Church of England shit going on.
Yeah, because like some of your things is quite gospel and big, and it makes you feel euphoric in that like, you know, way. And he talks about that, and like his influences, like because he was a little Crizzo as well. Yeah. I say that warmly. Crizzo boy. I like him. I like the Crizzo boys. They've learned a bit of kindness. But he said there was this bit in school where like he went to this posh like private school, and his friend, they all went to the sister school, the girls' version of it. Mm-hmm. And then the next week the guy said, oh, my sister and her friends have asked if you could not come this time. And that like crushing that like crushing kind of sense of, oh, I'm not good enough, made him really want to succeed and like be in a really good band and stuff. And it's those little moments like that that you sort of like, well, I'm gonna prove. I know Sarah Pascoe's talked about it when boyfriends have left her before, and she's been like, well, I'm going to be the most famous girl in the world, you know.
There's plenty of that going on with me. There's lots of like, well, I'm going to... I had an electro music boyfriend. It was sort of like the second boyfriend I'd ever had. So basically like the worst, most fertile ground to like fuck you up. And he didn't really do much wrong other than like not really like me that much and get off with someone else on tour and come back and dump me. But like it was horrendous. And his band has consistently been way more famous than me. I couldn't walk under bridges in Old Street, you know, because of his album being there. Like it plagued my 20s. I ran away from him physically at festivals. Like, it's still
you,
like...
Is it Bono from you?
Yeah, and to this day, it's Bono.
No, go on, sorry.
But yeah, that's still... Like, last year I got, you know, all the Song of the Year, Album of the Year shit, and I was like, oh, I think I finally feel cleansed. You know, that person. So there's plenty of really unhealthy revenge.
Yeah. in my need to succeed. Like, it'd be weird if you haven't got that, then what have you been doing?
Well, yeah. There's nothing more important than to make men go, oh, shouldn't have been mean to her.
Yeah. It's one way of trying to get even, and I love it.
Who's that guy that said, I don't want any club that wants to have me?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club.
Last question, big one. What do you think life's all about? It's a big one.
Oh, man.
You don't have to even answer it if you don't want to.
No, the older I get, the more I think it's about just like eating delicious things I think that might be the end of my thought. Like, just enjoying...
It's about buns.
It's about eating and drinking and sleeping and cuddling. And I think it's just about... I don't think we've got to prove anything or change. Mm. Well, maybe we do. I actually don't know. I think it's a fucking joke. And I don't think it's fair. And I think it's torture. And if you can find tiny moments of it not being... then you're doing well.
You did a 360 there. It's about
there's a lot going on.
It's about nice food, and it's a fucking joke.
I do. I feel all these things. I can't. What do you think it is?
I think it's about connection, and I think it's about growing your soul. Like, I think it's
about... But then what?
So then you come back again, and you've learned more, and it's literally a game, like a computer game. But it's like getting a bit closer to understand your soul and grow your soul. So some of it's about being in the moment and doing stuff that makes you soar with joy, you know, because, you know, and some of it is about learning a difficult lesson, but then looking back and thinking, why did I care? Like, it's nothing, you know.
Oh, I love that. That's what I think too. Just put that.
Yeah, put that. Your voice. Dub it. I've interviewed my bloody self today, bloody narcissist, but
loved it.
Okay, do you want your cuddle type? I just put all your data into the cuddle calculator and it comes out your type.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's an expensive bit of kit. Okay, you better believe her, she's a golden retriever. It's a golden retriever.
And
this one's quite good because a golden retriever's never mauled anyone's face off, but it could do, and that's what makes us love the golden retriever more.
I actually look like one in terms of like if you were using colours from a watercolour to paint me, it would be very similar to the colours you'd use to paint a golden retriever. Are you not going to ask me to do cuddle related song titles, by the way?
Oh,
because I asked people.
Oh, yes.
I hate doing this.
We definitely are then.
Just because I said I've got some friends and I said I can't do things like this because I've ruined my brain with drugs and alcohol, so I asked them and I said, you'll get credited on Lou's podcast.
Well, big
so I have to put it
them.
In.
Yeah.
Oh, big day Lord. For them. You know the song that goes, oh, Lord, and I. So my friend John Collins said, oh, Lordy, I cuddle so hard.
Oh, that's really
good. That's
good,
Rom.
I need to just set this up because we thought it might be too hard for people to do, so we haven't been asking people.
Oh,
but it came out of where you were doing, you were with Sarah Barron and Jeff Lloyd, and I was doing a live episode of the Cuddle Club, testing out some rounds with Ed Campbell, and one of them was replace a song with the word cuddle or hug or something like that. And Rebecca, I mean, hats off to you.
You've really?
Only bloody gone and done it, and we're keeping this in.
Well, good, because I haven't come up with any of these. My friend Nat Taylor said, I knew you were cuddle when you walked in.
That's good.
The person that I'm having sexual relations with went to the shop to get a coffee and came back and said, welcome to the hug life.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And looked very pleased with themselves.
This is good.
But then what happened for me was all I could think in my head was cuddle me timbers instead of shiver me timbers. And that helps nobody at all.
That's so bad. It's good, though. Come on.
I hate it. I kept saying it. Cuddle me timbers, cuddle me timbers, cuddle me timbers. Like, why? So there you go. You better keep that in because I've had a headache this morning.
Well, I'm keeping that in. Thank you so much for coming on. I've had a lovely day.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's all downhill from here for me.
Yeah. And I will see you soon. One day you might regret you saying that I can get on the guest list if I can't get tickets
to the
show.
No, please, you must.
But, same applies for you. It's a bit less of an offer because...
No, I'd love it.
Come to my tour show in April. I think it's going to be quite good.
Okay,
but you'll probably 100%. Be too busy. You'll probably be in Hollywood or something. But, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, if I'm around, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay, great. And good news, me too! All right, see you later.
Bye, doll.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for having me. I said thanks for having me. Well, look, what a lovely podcast. So do follow Self Esteem Online. I dare say she doesn't care about that, but download all their music into your favourites, listen to Prioritise Pleasure, and why don't you prioritise your pleasure? If we've not given you a bit of food for thought, you've not been listening properly. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.